Measure D leads with the numbers. A tax of up to $25 per square foot for cannabis cultivation within the city limits, and a levy of 8% on gross receipts from cannabis-related businesses. Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi says those numbers are estimated to bring in about $1 million a year.
What we wanted to do is create a tax that brings in enough revenue for us to cover the costs of regulating the cannabis business in Santa Rosa, but also a tax that is reasonable enough that it encourages cannabis business to come out of the shadows and be a legitimate business in Santa Rosa. So there is a delicate balance between taxing enough and not taxing too much.
David Yuen, Santa Rosa's Director of Planning and Development, says that $1 million revenue target was based on his breakdown of the costs the city will incur from working with the newly legalized industry.
We have money in there for enforcing the regulations are followed. So those that aren't following the regulations have essentially an unfair business practice. We have money in there for policy development and how do we keep up with changing state regulations. We have some legal support and oversight, public safety funding, planning costs that we aren't recovering through fees, and then also education workshops, outreach, making sure we get information out to the public, and then also a little bit of money in there for looking at what is the economic impact on the city from this industry.
It's more difficult, says Guin, to know just how much industry the city will be regulating when legalization kicks in next January. So they've built in some flexibility.
We are optimistic that it will generate the needed revenue. And if it doesn't, we'll be reevaluating that over the next year or two as we start implementing businesses and adjust as needed.
In the near term, the new taxes will affect only medical cannabis businesses. But even beyond the new year, noted Mayor Corsi, personal gardens and consumption will be exempted.
This tax will be on commercial cultivation, distribution, testing, manufacturing, but not on personal use.
The details of Measure D were developed over several months by a cannabis subcommittee of the City Council, which incorporated input from local industry representatives, such as Tawny Logan, director of the Sonoma County Growers Alliance.
They had time to strike a balance between what they were trying to achieve in tax revenue from the cannabis industry and what the cannabis industry could actually afford. So we're definitely pleased with the results from the dialogue with the City of Santa Rosa, and they're in full support of the tax measure as it's proposed.
No opposition has arisen from other quarters either, helping to ensure a very low public profile for this measure. But the industry itself, Logan says, is preparing to become much more visible in the new year, and some serious behind-the-scenes jockeying for position to get the necessary permits from the city is already underway.
Santa Rosa is already contemplating how many indoor operations are too many. At what point has the cannabis industry saturated commercial building availability? So there's a lot of people who are lining up to be first in line because there's only going to be so many thwarted before they say, okay, you now have hit 10% of our commercial buildings and we need availability for other industries.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.